It's the last Coach Corns. It's a grand final edition. D's v Dogs. Looking forward to it. The Mazda BT50 keys to the game. Take us through it.
I love the game because there's superstars everywhere, and we're talking genuine stars of the game. So you can go through it. Marcus Bontempelli is already probably the greatest Bulldog of all time. If he captains this team to a premiership, which would be his second, I mean, just puts him in rare air. I think he's the best player on the ground. But then you've got Oliver, who is going to be the next midfield star of the competition. You've got Petrarca, who's arrived as well, and you've got Max Gawn, the best ruckman that we've seen since Dean Cox, the five-time All-Australian, coming off five goals in a prelim final. There are stars everywhere, and then the Bulldogs bat deep. They bat so deep through the midfield. So it's, I mean, both teams are so strong around the football, and it's not going to be, you know, about hit-outs or anything like that, but it's going to get who can get the ascendancy at ground level from the stoppages, which is where the Bulldogs just pulled Port Adelaide's pants down last week, and they're as good as any at doing that. The week off is interesting for me, the fact that Melbourne have only played one game in 4 weeks, so I think they may take some time to settle. I think they will settle, and they'll get themselves into the game, but it may be an opportunity for the Bulldogs to jump them like they did Port Adelaide last week. Max Gawn's going to win all the hit-outs. It's just how the Western Bulldogs mitigate that, which they had a very good success at doing last time these two teams played. I think the hit-outs were 67-17 or something like that, but the Bulldogs won the clearances by 9, so they'll be prepared for that, so they'll have to maximise Max's use from the hit-outs. And then the defences. I mean, the Bulldogs' defences, despite a lack of names back there, they've held up really well. And up the other end, Melbourne's defence has been the best that we've seen for a while, with Lever and May doing what they've done. And Petty plays a good role with Max Gawn dropping behind the ball. So I don't see... No, I see the advantage for Melbourne is just the way that they've been able to defend all year and shut teams down. So they'll force the Western Bulldogs wide. They'll try and clog up the corridor. They'll guard space and they'll force that kick long to Gawn, to Lever and May. And not a lot of teams have had success against that this year. So that's why I think Melbourne have the advantage in the way that they defend the ground. The Western Bulldogs, it's around the midfield. But I think Melbourne win. I just think they've been the best team this year on all aspects, and that usually sets you up for a good performance in a grand final. But let's hope for an absolute cracker. I think Melbourne win by 17 points. I think Max Gawn wins the Norm Smith medal, and I think Western Australia is going to put on a good show. For you, Hazy, who wins, and who wins your Norm Smith?
Oh, I think the D's win. I think they're going to win by 8 points. And I'm going to go in a bit of a... No, actually, it's not a different direction at all. People have still been saying this. I'm going to say Clayton Oliver wins the Norm Smith medal. It's always about Max. It's always about everyone else. But no, Clayton Oliver's just an absolute superstar, somewhat going under the radar.